Lesson 8D, Exercise 2.
Space junk. A dangerous mission. A piece of rubbish in outer space has threatened the lives of 6 astronauts, prompting calls for something to be done about the mess we have created around our planet. The 6 astronauts, 3 Russians, 2 Americans, and 1 Japanese, form the crew of the International Space Station, ISS. They were forced to get to their escape capsules and prepare for an emergency journey back to the Earth. The piece of debris came very near to the station, but fortunately passed by without causing any damage. What a load of rubbish! A Russian official said that only a tenth of all objects in space are working pieces of equipment. The other 90% is a jungle of junk, leftovers from half a century of human activity in space. There are not only 22,000 large pieces of rocket, shuttle, satellite and Sputnik, but also over 500,000 smaller bits, which are only a few centimetres in size. Surrounding all of these are also millions of tiny particles, for example, flakes of paint that have come off space vehicles. The problem is that all of this stuff is travelling at several kilometres per second. Even the tiniest, almost invisible speck could create a centimetre deep hole in the side of a rocket or space station, potentially causing a leak. And a larger chunk could possibly destroy it, and any human life on board. A growing problem. Unfortunately, the situation can only get worse. The number of satellites being sent into space is increasing rapidly. In the past 10 years, an average of 76 satellites per year have been launched. And in the next 10 years, the number of satellites will grow by around 50%. The latest analysis of the situation suggests that 1,145 new satellites could be launched during that time, mostly for broadband and satellite phone systems. When satellites become defunct, they stay in low Earth orbit, eventually falling and burning up when they re-enter the Earth's atmosphere, as meteorites do. New satellites will have to be built to new standards, so that when they reach the end of their useful life, they will have enough energy left to travel back immediately into our atmosphere to burn up. At the moment, 80% of all space junk is around 1,200 miles above the Earth, which is called low Earth orbit. Spacecraft have to orbit lower than this to avoid all the debris, and satellite companies have to navigate a way through the junk to place their equipment. And we're not safe down here either. Unfortunately, not all space junk burns up while re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. On average, one object a day survives re-entry. An American woman in Oklahoma was knocked down in January 1997 when she was struck by a lump of metal. Fortunately, she wasn't injured. "The weight was comparable to an empty soda can," the woman said. It was identified as debris from a rocket. Other parts of the rocket, including a steel tank and a titanium sphere, fortunately landed without causing any harm. The biggest bit of rubbish to date. However, in the world of space litter, the biggest piece of junk would have to be Mir, the Russian space station, which is the heaviest object ever to orbit the Earth, apart from the Moon. The 15-year-old station began heading downwards on the 23rd of March 2001, and a month later re-entered the Earth's atmosphere over the Pacific Ocean near Fiji. Though most of the station, weighing 130,000 kilograms, burned up in the atmosphere, about 1,500 fragments reached the Earth's surface. Holidaymakers on beaches in Fiji took photos of little bits of burning debris as they whizzed noisily through the sky above them. Fortunately, most of them landed in the sea. Time to clean up the sky. Occasionally, debris collides with other debris, creating thousands more tiny pieces of space junk. So far, it is thought that there have been few such collisions. But what is feared is a kind of chain reaction, with debris fragmenting and going on to collide with other debris, creating a cloud of rubbish that would make it impossible for us to use the low Earth orbit around our planet at all. Some scientists think they might have come up with a solution to the problem of space junk. They want to put big cleaning robots into the sky. In effect, satellites which are able to locate and manoeuvre alongside large pieces of space junk. These satellites then attach a device to the debris, which pushes it into the Earth's atmosphere, where it burns up. The scientists say that each robot could safely remove up to 10 objects a year. This would go some way to improving the situation, as long as collisions between debris do not increase in the meantime. Whatever the solution to the problem, experts all agree that something needs to be done to tidy up space sooner rather than later.